Gemara says, "V'hocha bo kimiflugei." I'll tell you, Rabbi Papa once answered, this is the machlokes Remei and the Rabbonin. The pasuk says, "Uposhat v'rochatz v'lovash." It says, "Uposhat as begodov." Then it says, "V'rochatz." Then another pasuk later says, "V'lovash begodov." So it says the word "v'rochatz" in between the mitzvah of taking off your big day lovan and then putting on your big day azov. Is Remei? So Remei holds like this: Makis pshita l'lovisha. We make the hekish of taking off one pair to putting on the new pair. Ma levisha. Just like when you do the kiddush for putting on the new pair, the new set of begodim, is loivish. That's for sure. First you put on the new pair of begodim, either it's the big day lovin or big day zov. V'yachakach mekadosh. And then first you make the kiddush adayim v'raglayim. As after the mikvah, you put on the new pair of begodim, and then you make the kiddush adayim v'raglayim. So Remei holds af shita. The same thing before you take off your old clothing, poishit, v'yachakach mekadosh. He also holds. First make the pshita, and then you mekadosh your hands. Just like by the levisha. First you put on the new begodim, you make the maisa levisha, and then you make the kiddush adayim v'raglayim. So what in the pshita? First you have to take off your old clothing, which has to be big day kiddush, because this kiddush, the first kiddush, is the cover the pshita. But not that first you do the kiddush and then the pshita, but rather first do the maisa pshita, first take off the begodim that you wear in the big day kiddush, and then do the kiddush adayim v'raglayim. That's Remei Shita. But Avad Remei is also masking. The first kiddush adayim v'raglayim is only because you took off a big day kiddush. Mashenka and now Mishnah, the first pshita in the Mishnah of the day, which you're taking off your big day chayom, you don't have to make a kiddush adayim v'raglayim. What's the Rabbonin Svara? The Rabbonin Savri makis pshita l'levisha. We also make the hekish, the pshita to l'levisha. But we'll do like this. Ma l'levisha, just like by putting on the new begodim. Kishu lovish, mekadish, just like by the levisha. It's after you put on the new set of begodim, so you have to make the kiddush adayim v'raglayim, is af pshita. The same thing, when you're taking off your old pair of begodim, kishu lovish, mekadish, before you take off those begodim, like before you take off your big day zov, to put on the big day lovan, while you're still wearing the big day zovan, zov, that's when you have to make the kiddush. Just like when you put on the new big day lovan, you make the kiddush adayim v'raglayim. If you have the begodim on, who are then by the pshita, you make the kiddush adayim v'raglayim before you took off the clothing. That's the whole machlokes. But everybody is masking, even Remeyam, the first kiddush is the cover, the pshita, you took off the big day kiddush. But here in the Mishnah, the first pshita was big day chol, you don't have to wash your hands then. That's what Rabbi Papa wants to answer back to Rabbonin, that our Mishnah could go according to Remey also. Omru lei Rabbonin, Rabbonin said back, Omru lei Rabbonin Rapopo, the Rabbonin said back to Rapopo, is that true? Or me Motzis Amritochi, can you say what you're saying, that according to Remeya, the first Kiddush is the cover of the Pshita, and not that both of them are the cover of the Levisha? For Tanya, we learned like this, Parsu Sadin Shabbutz, they used to spread out the sheet made out of white linen, Beinai Leveinom, between the Kohen Gadol when he went to the Mikvah, and the rest of the people, Mishum Snias. Now, Poshat, he took off his clothing, his first begodim, in the morning, this was when he went down to the table for the Korban HaTamid, which he took off his big day chol. Poshat, v'yored v'tovel, all of in his top, he got up and dried himself. Hevi'el a big day zov, they put on now the big day zov to do the avoida of the Korban HaTamid. The lovash, he put it on. The kiddush yod of raglav. That's what the Rabbanan hold. You only wash your hands one time. Remei says, though, no. Poshat, take off your big dechol in the morning. The kiddush yod of raglav. And even though you took off your big dechol, still, right away, you have to make kiddush adayim raglayim. You have to be mikadosh your hands from the kiyur. Then, v'yorad v'tovel, then he goes down to the mikvah. Ola, he comes up, v'nestapek, and he dries himself. Then, hevila big dechol, they bring him the big day zov now to start doing the avoid of the korban atomid. For lovash, he puts it on. The kiddush yodav raglov. And he has to make a kiddush adayim v'raglayim. So you see, clearly, according to Remeya, even the first pshita, taking off the first clothing the first time, also you have to have a kiddush adayim v'raglayim. So what's pshan Remeya? You can't say like a papa wanted to say, Remeya also says the first kiddush is the cover of the pshita, taking off the clothing. Because see, taking off big day chol. For taking off your big dechol, for sure you don't have to wash your hands. So according to Raya, according to Remeyam, both kiddushim are lekoved, so putting on the new begodim. But lekoved, the new begodim, you have to wash your hands one time after you took off the old clothing. But the kiddush now was lekoved, you're going to put on a big dechol kiddush. Then you go to the mikvah. Then you put on the new begodim, and then you have to have a second kiddush. But both kiddushim is the covered, the new beged you're putting on. That's why it's good. Even this first levisha, where you took off your big dechol and now putting on big dezorv, you have to wash your hands twice. So you see clearly, not like what Papa wanted to say. Or Malus, or Papa answered back, I'm asking to you. Itanya Tanya, if you tell me the parish of rice like that, I'll be masking to you. Because your Papa was just saying in Svara, for now, Mishnah, I would say there's no fee with Rav Meir. Because our Mishnah can answer you, Rav Meir is also Moida, that the first Kiddush is the cover of the Pshita, if you take off Big the Kiddush. But here, the Rabboni answered back, there's a parish of rice that says not like that. So Rav Papa was masking. Itanya Tanya, Rashi says, Ha'omale Itanya, the Hedja, if you bring me a parish of rice that you just did, the Masach like Trey Kiddusha, Itanya, I'm asking to you. Omehi Ikalamashma, from here, from this price, it's true. You have a chlorayom, the time of the Rameya Mishum Tavayu Alavisham. They're both Kedushim, according to Rameya, is the covered, the new Levish you're putting on. But if you wouldn't have found me this Farish of Raisam, then have a Shemin and let it plug to this Philo, Shini the Masnisin. But from our mission alone, you wouldn't have any Raya. From our mission alone, we can answer the way we wanted to say. That Rameya is also Maskim. The first Kiddush is the cover of the Pshita. Why do you have to first make the Kiddush after you took off your clothing? That's the Hekish of Pshita to Belovash. But the Rabboni answered back, no, I have a fresh price, not like that. So Mel is good that our Mishnah does not come out according to Rameya. Must look at this now. Bishter Mel Rameya, I understand very good according to Rameya that he says you always have to have two Kiddushim, even the first changing when you took off your Big Day Chol. Still, you have to wash your hands twice. Because you're putting on Big Day Kodesh, His Hainu de Mishkachas Lo Asara Kiddushin. That's how it's good to have 10 times Kiddush Adayim Reglayim. You need these first two. Because later on, there's only 4 times that he changes from Big Day Kodesh to Big Day Chol. Throughout the day of Yom Kippur, he only changes 4 times. We'll soon see the 4 times. So in between each changing, he had to do 2. That's how you have 8. Now, so where's the 10? The first 2. So Bishtam, according to Rameya, this first changing from his Big Day Chol to the Big Day Zohov, he had to wash the hands 2 times, that's how you get 10. Elul Rabbana, but according to our Mishnah, that says this first changing, you only wash your hands 1 time, L'chura Tishavi, you only have 9 times the Kiddush Adayim Reglayim. Where do you have the 10 times? Trashi Tishavi, the Chosulay Tfilah Rishon, the Chat Kiddush, by the first Tfilah, this is one of the 5 Tfilahs, and the first Tfilah, since you only took off your Big Day Chol, you don't have to wash hands for that Pshita. So you only wash your hands for the next Levishas, you only have 9. You have to Gemara Poshet. Amri Loch Rabbonon Kiddusha Basra. I'll tell you, the last Kiddush is the 10th one. Ki Poshet Big Day Kiddush, Velovesh Big Day Chol, Ovid Lehosam. After we finished the whole Avodah Sayyim, after we changed 4 times, now the last Pshita, when he's taken off his Big Day Kiddush to put on the Big Day Chol, according to the Rabbonon, for the Pshita alone you have to make a Kiddush. So in the morning, you make 1 Kiddush, the cover the new Levisha. And at the end of the day, when you've taken off your Big Day Kodesh, you have to make another Kiddush to cover the Pshita. That's how you have your 10. You have 1 at the beginning, 1 at the end, and then the 4 times in between that he changes from Big Day Kodesh to Big Day Lovin, from Big Day Zov to Big Day Lovin, 2 at each time. That's how you have your 10, even according to Rabbanan. Shrashi Kedusha Basra, Kishagomar Avoidas, Kol Ayoim, Upoishet Big Day Kodesh, Vulevish Big Day Choyol, Ovid Lehosom, the Rabbanan Svari is one is for the Pshita, one is for Levisha. So now it's very good. Tana Rabbanan. The Pasuk says, Ubo Aaron El Oyel Moed. It's in the middle of the parasha of the Avodah Sayyam in Yom Kippur here. Here's in Pasuk Chav Gimel, it puts this Pasuk. That Ubo Aaron El Oyel Moed, Ufoshat Es Big Day Habod, he takes those Big Day Abod. Now here the Torah does not say exactly for what purpose does Aaron have to come in. Just as Uvo Aaron Eloi Amoid, he has to come in right now. Doesn't say for what purpose. Mara, Lo Mahu Bo, why is he coming in? Is Eine Bo El Lohitzi Yesakaf Yesamachtam. I tell you, he's only coming in to the Heichel, to Kodesh HaKadoshim, to take out the Kaf and the Machtam, the shovel and the pan that he brought the Torah inside. Why? The Chola Pasha Kula Nemra L'Seder. All the Sukkim here in Achrei Mois that say about the Avodah Sayyam of Yom Kippur is K'Seder. Chutz mi Posik Zim. This pasuk is one interruption that doesn't really belong here. Why? My time, what do you say this for? Why do you say this pasuk is not in the right place? And it goes like this. Because Amar Rav Chisda, you say this, Gemiri, we know halach l'mashim Sinai, that chomesh tfilois, the asara kiddushin, toivo kohen gadol mekadesh boi bayoyim. On Yom Kippur, the kohen gadol had to go to the mikvah 5 times, and he had to make 10 times kiddush adarim reglayim. And why is that so? The first tefillah was before he went into the Azara, and then 4 times when he changes the begodim from big day Zov to big day Lovin to big day Zov, Zov to Lovin, Lovin to Zov, each time he changes, he has to go to the mikvah, and he has to be toivel, and he has to make 2 times kiddush adarim reglayim. So that's how you have 5 tefillahs and 10 kiddushim. Now, the kisidron, if you tell me this pasuk here, like, is in the right place, it's not shleivim kaimai. If you read the psukim itself, the psukim itself only say 3 times that the kohen gadol changes from big day zov to big day lovan, lovan to zov, and then zov back to lovan. That's all the Torah says. So according to the psukim itself, it's mashma only 3 times he changes the begodim. So he'll have to go to the mikvah those 3 times, and 1 time he went to the mikvah in the morning before he came into the azara. So you only have four times the tefillahs. So how come we have a loch l'moshe, he went 5 times? And vayta v'shisha kedushim. If you only went to the mikvah 3 times, you'll only have 6 kedushim in between. So how do we have this extra tefillah? Elamai, this pasuk of the hev of uvo aron eloya moed is not in the right place. So this is in the wrong place. And therefore, in between, there's another changing of the begodim. That's how we have now 4 times he had to change his begodim. So that's very good. He had to change 4 times, 4 tefillahs in the mikvah, 8 kiddushim in the dayan reglayim, and then 1 tefillah in the morning, and the kiddush then, and the kiddush at the end. That's why you have the 10. The Rosh is like this. This is the Seder now. Tanya Omer Rabbi Yehuda, minayin l'chomish tefillahs. How do we know the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur had to go to the mikvah 5 times? The asara kiddushin, and he had to be kiddush adayim reglayim 10 times. She toivel Kohen Gadol on the kaddish b'bayin. How do we know? The Bosa says uvo aron eloy amoyin. Ufashat as big day habod, the ruachat besar b'mayim, the mokum kodesh. He has to go to the mikvah, the mokum kodesh, the love ashes begodim. Then he puts on a new set of begodim. The yotze goes outside, the yosa, and he does his avoida. Holamarato, from here we learn out that what? That shekol hamishana, whenever, any time the kohen gadol changes, may avoida li avoida, one set of begodim that he was doing inside lefnim, and now he's changing to put on the big day zov. It's time to, you have to go to the mikvah. That's what we dash up in this pasuk. That every time he changes begodim, he has to go to the mikvah. So since he changes begodim 4 times, he had to go to the mikvah 4 times. And the first tefillah was in the morning, the 5th time. Amar Rebbe. So now Rebbe is saying another drasha, how we know these 5 tefillahs and 10 kedushim. First Rebbe Yehuda said one shot. Now Rebbe is saying like another drasha. Amar Rebbe, minayin l'chomish tefillahs. The Yasara Kiddushin, Shetoivo Koyin Godul Mekadesh Boy Bayoim. How do we know Tak on Yom Kippur? He had to do 5 tefillahs and 10 times to Mekadesh Yudayim Raglayim. Shinem Ridashin is from another Posek. The Posek says, Ksoinez Bad Koydish Yilbosh. Like you should put on a big day Vad, the white begodim made from linen. O Michnes Saivad Yob Sorish wears underpants. O the Avneid Bad Yachor, he has to wear the girdle. O the Mitznefes Bad Yitznef. He has to wear the mitznefes also without a bad. Big day kodeshim. These are begodim shal kodesh. Verochat b'mayim es besoroi. He has to wash and need to go to the mikvah. Olaveshim. And he has to put on these begodim, these big day lovin. His holo maratov. From here we learn out. Shekol ha-mishanem yavoida la-avoida. Here like he was taking off his big day zahov, the golden, the 8 begodim. Amanas to put on these 4 begodim. And the pasuk says, toyin tefil, he has to have a mikvah. So from here we learn out that every time the Kohen Gadol changes his begodim, he has to have a tefillah. For Yom, when the pasuk also says, "Big day kodeshim," that these begodim are kodesh, which is really an extra word here. But Pshita, we're talking about the begodim are kodesh. So here we learn out to say, "What hukshu kol habegodim kulum zelazim?" All the begodim are hukish zelazim. And our like Rashi says, "Yom be the kodeshim, v'toych nikra ze atzmoi." Is a drush, it's an extra posik. Like later we'll see exactly what we dashed in from this posik of Vigde Kodeshain. Now the Gemara explains, like this goes both according to Rebbe and both according to Rebbe Yehuda, that the Chomesh Avoidos Heim, he's both according to Rebbe Yehuda, both according to Rebbe, they're two different sukkim. How do we know that when he changes from one beged to the other beged, he has to have a tefillah? Now how many times does he change? The Gemara says, the Chomesh Avoidos Heim, there are five different Avoidos that Kohen Gadol has to do on Yom Kippur. Tomit Shel Shachar Bebig Dezov. The first Avoid he does in the morning is with his big day zov, he has to do the tomet shachar. Then he does avoides hayyim, the big day lovin. He does the avoides hayyim, he brings the kabonas hayyim, and he brings the keteris wearing the big day lovin. When he goes to flan lefnim, then he has to come outside to do eloi the elhom. He brings his korban dial, and he brings the korban for the tibur, which is done outside, the big day zov. Then, this is the chiddush now, that even though before he was inside doing the keteris, when he comes out, he doesn't come out with the kafel machta, but he interrupts, he makes an interruption. He comes outside to do the eloi, the elom. Then he goes back in again to get the kafel machta, the big delovin. He has to change over again to put on the big delovin. That was the chiddush of the pasuk before, uvu aron eloi yamayid, that the pasuk is out of place to teach us that in between the eloi, he has to stop and go back in again to get the kafel machta. And that's done the big delovin. Then Tomet Shoven Habayim, the big day Zov. So these are the four changes that he has to do on Yom Kippur. Now Minayin Shakol Tfilo Tfilo Tzricha Shnei Kedushin. Here's like another Sharon now. How do we know in between each Tfilo you have to do two times to Mekadosh Yadayim Verglayim? He's up until now we just learned you have to have the four changes and each change needs a Tfilo. So mainly we know he has to go to the mikvah four times and the first time in the morning that's the fifth time. But how do we know now that by each tefillah he has to have a kiddush adayim two times, maybe only one, or mehechtesi altogether? So here's some machlokes. The Gemara says, Talmudim, the first rosh is ufoshat v'rochat. Like the first apostle says, take off your begodim, and then v'rochat here will soon dash, and v'rochat means the kiddush adayim v'rglayim. And then we also dash in v'rochat v'lovash. That before, like when you're putting on the new set of begodim, there's also an inyan of a rechitza to make a kiddush adayim v'rglayim. Like Rashi says, Talmud Leima uforshat perochats, hach milsa Rebbe komalo. This is Rebbe's drasha. Degomat tfilois mi verochats pamayim. He learned out the inyan of tfilom from the pasuk verochats pamayim. Yechsid bebig day lovin. V'yaitze lehai kro the Rebbe Yehuda. And this whole pasuk is extra now. V'dorish lo likedushin, to tell you there's an inyan to be mekadosh yadayim v'rglayim. Uforshat perochats, verochats v'lovash. Means hitla kosev v'rochatz. The Torah puts the word v'rochatz in between bein uposhat v'lovash, between uposhat and v'lovash. Litten to teach us to give us rechitza l'pshita, that there's an inyan to make a kiddush adayim v'rglayim l'kabed the pshita for taking off the old begodim, or rechitza l'lovisha. And the second time you have to be lovash because of the new levisha. You have to have a second kiddush adayim v'rglayim. This is the way the Tanakhama learns out. Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon Oimer, he says no. Kal v'choyma, he learns it out from Kal v'choyma. Oma b'mokim shein toin tefila. Ma duch a regular koyim when he comes into the avoid in the morning. He doesn't have to go to the mikvah. So still toin kiddish, he has to have a kiddish adayim v'raglayim. Is mokim she toin tefila over here on Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol has to be tefil in between changing the begodim, is ein odin she toin kiddish? Isn't it for sure that he also has to have the kiddush adayim v'raglayim? So that's how we know whenever he has to go to the mikvah to change the begodim, for sure he also has to have the kiddush adayim v'raglayim. Correct. The Gemara ima lahalan kiddush echad. If you're learning it out from a regular kohen, like when he comes in to do the avod in the morning, he has to have the kiddush adayim v'raglayim. Over there, you only have to do it one time. Maybe afkan kiddush echad. Here also, when the kohen gadol changes his begodim, maybe he only has to be mekadosh his hands one time. Talmud Leima, this with dash in the pasuk, uvo Aaron eloi yamayit, uforshat es big dehabad, asher lovash. Ma Talmud Leima asher lovash. What does the pasuk have to say? Take off the clothing that you were wearing. Like pshita, klum adam poishet elam asher lovash. Doesn't the person only take off something he was wearing? Like what does the pasuk have to say? Take off what you were wearing. Elo, the pasuk is telling us, Lahakish pshit lelevisha. It's coming to tell us the hekish, the taking off to the putting on.
Ma Levisha, just like we're putting on the new begodim, we have this svaros kavachoyma. Toyin kiddush, you have to make a kiddush adayim verglayim. Is that pshita toyin kiddush? Who are then taken off your old begodim is also a svar to make a kiddush yadayim verglayim. So that's how your blessed Rabbi Shimon learns out. You have to have two times a kiddush yadayim verglayim. Like Rashi says, ma mokim shein toyin tefila means kol yemois hashana habo la'avoid. Ain toyin tefila min atayro elam adivrei seifrim liskor tumi yishona. So only his form of the rabbon, like we had before, we had viewed the sheet that was you have to have this tefila. Still, we say toyin kiddush before you come in to do the avoida in the morning. You have to first make a kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. Dichsiv, the pasuk says, v'voyom elo yomoyed uvekirvosam el hamizbech yirchatzu. You have to wash your hands. Al b'zoy hir v'yom kippur. Mokam shetoyin tefilu b'yom kippur. L'chol chalifos begodim. Every time he changes begodim, he has to go to the mikvah. Is ain a din that he has to make a kiddush yadayim v'raglayim? Then the Gemara asks, maybe only one. How do we know? Two times? To dash in Malavisha Toyin Kiddush, to Nafkale Mikabuchem Mitzvila, Kiddi Amoran, Omi Vaposhat Verochat Ledorash Rablezer of Shimon, Shetoyin Kiddush, and the Miboyle Letzvila, Lafla the Big Days of Krib Yuda. Like this we'll see later, he needs this Pasuk for something else. So the kids said, this is the way we're learning out now, that Zayah Koran to Rabbi Yuda, Zayah Koran to Rebbe, there are four times that the Kohen Gadol has to change over his begodim, and each time he has to have a Tvila. And we're learning out now two different ways. How do we know each time he went to the mikvah, he had to have two times the kiddush yadayim v'raglayim? Either poshat because the hekesh of v'lov, it says poshat v'rochat v'lovash, or else because of this kal v'chayma now, and also we'll have the hekesh of poshat v'rochat to say you have to have two times a kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. All right, now let's see Rashi now. Rashi on top says uvu aron eloyemoyit. Nemar acha shegomer haktorah. The pasuk says this after we finish doing the ktoros. Umatem domem parvesoyim. Is lama hubo el heichol hare gomer avedosa. He already finished all his avodas. After mikra zeh lepirish mayasa l'sham. And the pasuk also doesn't say why does Aaron have to come in. So we say ein aboyel lohitzi kafamachtem. Shehaniach ben abadim. He left there ben abadim. Kedesiv v'nosin asetiros aleish. Now, Shekola Parsha Nemru Hamikroyis Al Seder Avoidus Hamischalfos Kisidrim. The rest of the Parsha of Achrei Mois says every Avoidus the way it was supposed to be. The Parsha is Kach Yeseder Avoidosim. Chutzim Mikruz, the only this Pasuk is different. Shekosa Hoitsoy is Kach Umachtor. It says about taking out the pail and the shovel. Af Im Avoidus Apnim is with the Avoidus Apnim. Floyhivsek Avoidus Elo Vielom. The Pasuk doesn't say that he has to go outside and bring the aisle and aisle on the time in between. That when he was inside doing the avodas panim, he did the k'taris, and then he brought out the machter also, and then he did the aisle. So he doesn't have to go back in again, he'll only have to have three times changing over the begodim. That's why we say this chiddush now, that here we're dashing Rav Chisda, that's Gemiri, that five times he had to go to the mikvah. So for sure, four times he had to be changed over his begodim. How do we have that? That the hoitzoyis kafo machta was like in between. Like he had to, while he was inside, after doing the keteris, after doing the panim, he had to go outside and bring his island aisle home. And then he had to change over to Big Day Lov for that. Then he had to go back in again with Big Day Lov to take out the kafo machta. And then he came outside again, and again he put on Big Day Zob to do the Ktoris, to do the Talmid Shobein Abayim. So the Kitzur, the way the Kohen Gadol did on Yom Kippur was like this. First he had to make a Tfilom outside, and then he put on his Big Day Zob, and he went inside to do the Talmid. After he did the Talmid, then he had to go to the Mikvah again, change the Begodim, put on Big Day Lovin, and go inside Lefnai and Lefnin to do the Avodas Hayoyim. And he did the Ktoris then also. Then he came outside to do the Eiloi, the Eilom, and he had to change over from Big Day Lovin to Big Day Zov. Then he had to go back in again to take out the Kafa Machta from the Keteris. So he had to change again a third time from the Big Day Zov to the Big Day Lovin to go inside. And then a fourth time he had to change from the Big Day Lovin back to the Big Day Zov in order to finish off the Avodis of the Tomid Shomer Habayim. All right, we'll stop here.